want you to get the American flag, you get the Christian flag, and James, you hold up the Bible. We're fixing to celebrate our freedom. And we did come to this new world because we wanted the freedom to worship a living Savior. I don't care what they tell you. That's the reason they came to this new world. And I am grateful that I have the freedom to worship. And I bless His name. Our country is in need of spiritual help like it's never been before. Chronicles gives us a promise. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I am thankful to be an American. Amid all the wickedness of this world, I'm still proud to be an American. But I am more thankful that I am a Christian because of His grace. I want you to stand with us. We're going to do like we do at Bible school. And like we used to do when we went to school when I was a little boy, we would always stand and pledge allegiance to the flag. Attention, salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And amen. Now the Christian flag. Attention, salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one brotherhood, united in all mankind, in service and in love. Now we'll pledge allegiance to the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Attention, salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart that I may not sin against God. And God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Listen, while the choir sings and the children play,
thank you.
people said, amen. Amen. We have come to the conclusion of the 2023 Taylorsville Baptist Camp Meeting. Lord willing, we'll be gathering here next year on Father's Day, and we'll go for 2 weeks thereafter. We give you an invitation to come back and be with us if the Lord lets us live, or if he doesn't come. If he comes, you'll just have to come on your own. I ain't gonna be here. Amen. I want to thank God for every church, every pastor that has participated in these services. It just doesn't happen just because somebody wants to have camp meeting. I appreciate these preachers and their congregations who have come. I do appreciate our own people that have labored in the dining hall, that has parked cars, cleaned bathrooms, cleaned the tabernacle, blowed off, cut grass, whatever's been done. I appreciate these young folks playing these instruments. Appreciate the efforts of this choir and the time they put into it and those who have led them. And God, to God be the glory and honor for it all. We do have a worthy Savior. And as one man said to me, keep your eye on the cross. That's what we need to do in these coming days. Keep your eye on the cross. Want everyone to go over? We'll feed you. We'll fellowship together. The AG family has a CD that they will give to you. They don't charge anything for their CD. You let them know you appreciate them being here. Let God's men know you appreciate the preaching. Father, I want to thank you and praise you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, dear God, that your word has been preached in power and passion and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and with much assurance.